Good evening, church. And like EY said, it's the first Bible study in the year 2022. So I want to congratulate everyone that is present here. And I want to also ask that you should be committed to the Bible study for 2022. You know, a lot happens at the Bible study. You know, every Tuesday, there's a segment for prayers. And I want to appeal to every one of us that we should not miss Bible study this year. And we should also talk to our friends in church, encourage them to come for Bible study. Heavenly Father, we just say thank you. Lord, we ask that you minister to your children. Let joy and life radiate in their hearts. Bless them, even from the word that you are sending forth tonight, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 2022 is here. And today is day 11. How fast the year is. Before we know it, but my prayer is that it's going to be a tangible year for us. Indeed. I mean, tangible is something that is obvious. Your miracle will be obvious this year in the mighty name of Jesus. It should not be hidden. So the theme for this month is new beginning. It's new beginning. You know, there is this custom that at the beginning of the year we have New Year resolutions. Some of us, we say we want to overcome a habit, we wait till the new year. Some of us, we say we want to be better parents. For some of us, we say we want to be better spouses. For some of us, we say, this year I'm going to be a better Christian. I'm going to be a better Christian this year. I will study the word every day this year. I will pray. I will commune with God more. Something last year, I asked, in December, I asked the young lady, I said, when are you starting your diet? So when are you starting your diet? She said, 1st of January. And I said, why are you starting diet 1st of January? You know, her reply was so funny. She said she has a lot of food stuff in the house. And she wants to finish it before she starts the diet. Very funny, right? I'm not sure that lady will ever start the diet. It's not likely. It's a new beginning. It's putting an end to an event. And you introduce constructive changes that will lead you to better results. New beginnings are opportunities to rewrite your story. Your present conditions, whatever existed in your life that you didn't like in 2021, it's an opportunity to write it again in 2022. But you see, new beginnings don't just happen. Events don't just happen. Events are invented by someone. Every project is started by someone. So every new beginning has someone behind it. Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to read 1 to 3. He says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was what? There was light. In this verse, there was a situation critical here. It says the earth was formless and empty and was dark. It was a situation that was not too palatable. Formless, empty, and darkness. But you know, the Bible says the earth is what? Is the Lord's. The Lord is the owner of the earth. So he's the one that has the responsibility to change that narrative. He's the one that has the responsibility to do what? To change that narrative. And so God said, let there be light. And there was light. You see, you can't do that for God. Psalm 50 verse 12 says, if I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it. You see, God has broken the time into days, into weeks, into months, and even years, so that we can have the opportunity of a fresh start. You can have a fresh beginning every day. You can have a fresh beginning every day. You can have a fresh beginning every month. And then also we can have a fresh beginning every year. If you want to give your life to God, you don't need to wait till 2023 January, right, to do that. Right? You can do it right now. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. You don't have to wait till, like my friend that says she wants to wait till January 1 to start diet. You don't have to wait till that. Your new beginning can start now. And interestingly, we've done 11 days in January already. Before you know it, we move to February. What am I saying in essence? Creating a new beginning. Responsibility. And the best time to start it is what? Now. The best time to start the new beginning is now. Opportunities, because the opportunity is always where you are. It's not where you were. It's where you are now. The opportunity is here. To give your life to Christ, the opportunity is now. To start a diet, the opportunity is now. To have a new life, it is now. The opportunity is where you are now, not where you are. And it's not likely where you are going to. Because opportunities don't last forever. It doesn't. You're only sure about the now. Here, now. Now, today. That is where the opportunity is. Not where you're coming from. Yes. Okay. Yes. Maybe tomorrow. We are going. Colossians chapter 4 verse 5. It says, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. It says, make the most of every opportunity. Don't wait till February. Don't wait till March. So if you have not given your life to Christ, the new beginning should be now. Now, if you want to start a project, it is now. If you want to start a diet, it is now. Don't wait till you finish the meat in the freezer or the ice cream in the freezer. Don't wait. It is now, today. That's what it is. Isaiah 43, where I'm going really, is this. Isaiah 43, I want to read from verse 16 up until 19. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. You know, whenever I look at that passage, it says, this is what the Lord says. He now started to talk about who the Lord is. His CD, what the Lord has done. That's what, so that you can know when you say this is what the Lord says. Don't take the Lord like a human being like you. He's the Lord. He made a way through the sea. That's the Lord. He's not a pastor. He's not a human being. He's trying to tell you that the Lord is almighty. He made a way through the sea. You see, we might not understand that statement very well. Unless you know what the sea is. If you understand what the sea is, you probably have an idea of what that passage is saying. The sea is so deep. Go and research how deep the sea is. So how did he make a way through the depth of that sea? He parted the seas. And the children said they walked on what? On dry land. That's who the Lord is. So when they are saying, this is what the Lord is saying, the next thing is saying what the Lord has done. He's trying to tell you that your issues is so small. Listen to God. He now says, forget the former things. Well, do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. He says, forget the former things. He says, do not dwell. It's not even, I see it as an instruction for everybody here. There's nobody without a former thing. There's nobody here without a past. There's nobody here without a pain. There's no one sitting in front of me without. I'm sure everybody has gone through, even these are our young ones. We've gone through some form of pain. Or we are going through some form of pain. And the Bible is saying, do not dwell on the past. It says, forget the former things. Because God wants to do a new thing in 2023. God wants to do a new thing in your life in 2023. Prophecies have gone forth. On Sunday, pastors were here prophesying. And I wish you believe all they have said. God is going to do a new thing in your life, in your home, in your businesses this year. But he says, do not dwell on the past. What is your past? He says, don't dwell on it. Don't stay on it. The next statement now says, see. Dwelling on the past will block your eyes. Dwelling on the past, you can't see anything. In fact, the next statement says, it says, do you not perceive it? Do you not perceive it? I wrote something down. I said, nothing good can come out of keeping alive the past that is dead. A past is dead, and you are keeping it alive. Nothing good can come from it. The Bible says, do not dwell. Don't stay on it. Dwelling is a place where you remain stagnant. And when you are stagnant, you get discouraged. You get defeated. But the Bible is so apt, so instructive. It says, don't dwell on it. But the beauty of it is that your past is different from my own past. What is your past? What is your own past that you are dwelling on that will not allow you to see what God is going to do in 2023? What is that past that is right in front of you? Somebody, I stumbled on a statement. Person said, a good memory is not always a great asset. What the person was saying is that when you remember the past, you don't forget the past. You have good memory. It's not always a great asset. You know, I was discussing with my wife this morning. So she said, when am I coming to Port Harcourt? So when am I coming to Port Harcourt? And I said, don't worry. I will be in Port Harcourt in February. She now said, you came last February last year. Ah! I said, in your good old shell. If they ask me now, we say I came in August or September. They say, Olo Joro Nini, I came last in February. And she told me the time exactly. A good memory is not always an asset. It's not always an asset. You can't forget some things very fresh in memory. You can't forget the past very fresh, as like a just bread, such as a break, hot in your memory. A good memory is not always an asset. The Bible says, do not dwell on the past. So, what are the things that you need to take away? I just have a few. But you know what exactly is your past that is right in front of you, that you can't take your mind away from it. You know it. This year you need to help yourself. This year you need to be above it, so that you can see what God will do, or what God can do this year, 2023. One thing that I've noticed is that Sin. Number one, sin. And if you have confessed your sin and you have genuinely repented from your sin, do not dwell on it. God has forgiven you. God has forgiven you. Psalm 103 verse 3. It says, who forgives all sins and heals all your diseases? And the word there is all sins. Whether it is murder, whether it is fornication, whether it is whatever the gravity of the sin, whatever the gravity, once you are genuinely repentant, God has forgiven all your sins. Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7 says, then he adds, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. If God has forgotten our sins, we must also do the same. Number two thing that you must not dwell on. Don't dwell on your mistakes and your failures. 2022 has gone with the failures, with the mistakes. But what happens to most of us is that we dwell on those mistakes. It has gone. You know, when I was preparing for this afternoon, rather, I got a call from an old friend of mine. And so I asked after her son. The story of the son is that this lady was a manager in the bank. Big lady. I asked about her son, but the story of the son is that he got into Unilag to study engineering. And at some point, he just told the mom, Mom, I'm not going to school anymore. And the mom said, why? He says, because what's the essence? People are going to school, there are not no jobs for them. I want to learn something. So from Baba, went to mechanic, went to... And from one mistake to another. From one mistake to another. So I just asked her this afternoon, how is he? She said, God is good to her. I said, what happened? She said, in January, you know, the guy's mates are serving now. He said, January last year, just came, Mom, I want to do jump again. He said, really, to do jump again? I want to do jump again. Now I want to go back to school. And the guy did jump, he passed jump, and now he's in the University of George studying mechanical engineering. And she says, the guy is doing so well. So well. You see? And I told her something. I said, you will see that what that guy will become. Forget about the 5 years that he had lost. God will grant him divine speed. I don't know what mistakes that you might have made in 2022 or 2021. Don't let it define this year for you. No. I don't want to know what mistakes you've made. It might have cost you so much. It cost that guy 5 years. 5 years of his life.
I think he's about 23 or thereabout. But for him to get up one day and say, "Mom, I want to do jump again," it must have been God. And today the mom is testifying that he's doing so well. What was your mistake last year? How did you fail last year? Was it woeful? Was it terrible? Was the mistake so great that you are ashamed of it? That guy should be ashamed. His mates are serving now. But you will see what that guy will become in future. So please do not dwell on the mistakes of 2022. They're gone. Do not dwell on the failures of 2021. Do not dwell on the failures of 2021. They are gone forever. It's in the past. It's in the past. Don't let it define this beautiful year, the year of tangible results, the year that God will make you enter into your rest in the mighty name of Jesus. At the same time, don't dwell on your achievements. Don't dwell on your achievements. Yes, we made some money last year. We made good money last year. Yes, those are successes. Those are achievements. Do not dwell on them. You see, one thing I realize, I have a few friends that I know that they are living on their past. Yesterday's provision will not suffice for today's demand. What you made yesterday, yes, good, fantastic. But the demands of 2022 is different. Oh, I finished the whole Bible in 2021. Good. Achievement, success. I prayed like ever before in 2021. Fantastic. That's yesterday. It will not suffice for the demands of 2022. Don't dwell on that part, on the achievements. Oh, I converted 12 people, one every month in the year 2021. I evangelized. Fantastic. That's the past achievements. It will not suffice for the demands of 2022. It's just like me saying, I ate last year, so you not eat this year. Eh? The mercies of God are new everyone. Every morning. His mercies are new every morning. Every morning. Every morning. In fact, your achievements of yesterday, it will not suffice for today. So, do not dwell on your achievements too. Don't dwell on your unhappy experiences. I know that quite a number of people, you know, at the family altar, we pray for a certain number of people in the church. There are people looking up to God for miracles. And it looks as if 2021 came and left. And then you start to wonder, how long Iboloju Iwa? There are people, and they've been waiting for years. They've been waiting for years for things that are not luxury. Their needs. Their needs. They're in the church. It's painful. Painful experiences. Your hope. You hope every day of 2021. And it gets to the last day of the year, the hope is still there. The Bible says hope deferred makes what? Makes the heart sick. And you still find time to come to church. I want to tell you this morning, or this afternoon, or evening. Please don't allow the pain that you are going through. Don't let it define your 2022. The whole idea. The Bible says, see, I will do a new thing. That I is not Reverend here. It's not Pastor Kindiko. It's not Pastor Wale. It's not me. The I will do a new thing. Hold on to that statement. I is the Almighty. Can He do it? That's the question you should be asking yourself. Can He turn my situation around? That's the question I should be asking myself. Say, see, God needs your cooperation. God needs my cooperation. You must see it. See. Perceive it. It says, I, Almighty God. He says, I will do a new thing. See, dwelling on the past keeps us chained to the past. When you are dwelling on the past, you are chained to the past. And change is not part of God's purpose for your life. I was talking to Pastor Kindiko earlier today. The desire of God is that this year there will be freedom. He didn't say amen. Financial freedom. Spiritual freedom. There will be liberty in the mighty name of Jesus. Do not be weary. Do not be tired. Don't be tired. Because I know I have an idea of what God is going to do in 2022. But you see, we should not be a clog in the wheel of progress. That's why I think God is bringing this message to us at this time. Whatever, like I said earlier, your past is different from my past. Whatever your past is, whatever your past is, deal with that past. Because what God is bringing your way in 2022, I don't think that your mind will to comprehend it. In the mighty name of Jesus. I know that for me, I can see God's goodness. I can see God's mercies. And last week, Saturday, when I was preparing for the message on Sunday, I actually saw God opening doors for international exposures. I said it on Sunday. People will travel this year. People will relocate this year. So please don't be a clog in the wheel of your progress. Do not dwell on the past so that you can see the greatness God is bringing your way. God bless you. Praise the Lord. As God is opening doors for people to travel, God will be sending more people here in Jesus' name. Second Chronicles 20:20. Please project very quickly. Tonight we are going to be doing something throughout this. He said, believe in the Lord your God and you shall be established. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitant of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so ye shall be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. In the month of, in the year 2022, every Tuesday here, we are going to be looking at a prayer point that you have to write down. And you may want to include it in your prayer times, maybe throughout the week. We still do prayers called, but you are not starting this Wednesday. So tonight, because everything that has been said to us, there is a process to getting there. In fact, quite a number of miracles have been released by God. God is not the one responsible for too many things. I'll be honest with you. God is not holding back to blessing us. So tonight we are going to be praying against the spirit of limitation. I want to write it down. And I want you to please include it in all your prayers, as the Holy Spirit will be expounding it to you. Spirit, every time that we meet here will be packaged by the help of the Holy Spirit. Tonight we are praying against the spirit of limitations. By the grace of God, when we come next Tuesday, the Holy Spirit will give us another thing to pray about. And I want you to rise up with me tonight and begin to come against every limiting factor. Everything that will limit you. I'm talking about you, personal. I'm not talking about me. Everything that will limit you, begin to come against him in the name of Jesus. Everything that will limit your joy to be full this year. Everything that will limit your dreams this year. That wants to make you fall this year. Every Goliath that wants to occupy the space of your vision this year. They saw Goliath in 40 days, they could not see God. If you cannot see God, nothing can happen.
You might be praying, but what are you seeing? That's why I want you to close your eyes tonight. Don't look at anybody. Begin to come against every limiting factor, every limited event. Even tell yourself, I will not limit myself. With headed, my past will not limit me. The bad memories of the past will not limit my advancement. I refuse to be limited. I refuse to be limited. This is what I'm saying to myself. The power of life and death is in my tongue. Yes. So I can design my destiny. That is the meaning. Power of life and death is in my tongue. God gave me authority. And I'm using the authority to advance my cause according to the will and purpose of God for my life. That is the part of the dynamics of spiritual warfare. This is what I want to achieve. Nothing will stand before me. Yes. Yes. 2022, I want my husband, you must show up. Yes. You must show up. I want my child. You must show up. Every no spam counts. You are a limiting factor. Every problem, you are a limiting factor. In my uterus and wherever, every medical report that is saying it will not be possible, you are a limiting factor. I come against you. I want peace of God. I want happiness. I want joy. Yes. I don't want to be struggling with pain. Every sickness of the bone, sickness of the marrow, every sickness of the blood, every sickness of the flesh, every sickness of the brain, I come against you. And you will affect my joy, and I don't want you. You will affect my joy. This is not my problem. This is what I want. Say no to what you don't want. I will prosper. Spirit, soul, and body. I will advance. I will increase. The sound of rejoicing will not depart from my tabernacle this year and beyond. I will not be disappointed. I will not be swindled. I'll be loved by my wife. I'll be loved by my husband. Yes, my children will do well. They will live well. Yeah. They will love me. I will love them. My children will not be my enemy. I will not be the enemy of my children. Oh, I begin to see the good side of life. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Father, Lord God of heaven, tonight we've heard your word and we have prayed because we've been anointed to pray. You gave us the weapon of prayers, and you gave us the mouth to talk and to speak. And we are your children. You said we decree a thing and it shall be established. We choose to believe you, O God. We have decreed tonight, let it be established. Every spirit of limitation, as we began now and we are going to be praying concerning it throughout the week, we come against in the name of Jesus. Father, bless us. Encourage us. Enlarge our course. Increase us. Perfect us. Lift us up in every area of life and living. May we never believe the enemy. We will never respond to the voice of the enemy. We worship and adore you, Lord our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Brethren, please let me repeat what I said. And I want to repeat to you, and I'll be repeating as many times as I can. Watch what you say. And watch what you think. You are a child of God. The situation, fight it immediately. When it's coming, don't let it land. Fight with the word.